This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It seems like there's a lot of country acts, particularly at the moment, deciding to come to Australia, which we love. What is it that's drawing you here?
You know what? It's the fans. I mean, everybody. Everybody keeps asking us to come, so we're like, well, all right, we're on our way. You know, so I'm glad it worked out. It's been long enough. We wanted to come for quite some time, like I said, and the beautiful weather and the beautiful people and the beautiful music scene is there. We're gonna have a good time.
Have people told you about Drop Bears yet?
No, I don't think so.
Well, let me just tell you. Maybe I should premise before I say this that it is a bit of an urban legend that you'll be told about Drop Bears. They are an animal that you need to watch for that will drop from the sky when you walk past a tree. So just bear that in mind.
Okay, I'll make sure I'm not. Nobody pulled my leg.
Yeah, I'm trying to like help you out. And now for people that haven't For people that haven't come across the band Florida Georgia Line, you guys have quite a strong history, particularly in the country music scene. You're up for a couple of awards at the moment as well. Tell us how you and your fellow buddy in crime Brian actually got together.
Well, we met in college in 2009. We graduated and just decided, hey, we were stronger together than apart. We love writing songs together, and we realized that we love to play our songs out for people, and that's what we wanted to do. So after we graduated, we decided we were going to get in his Tahoe and pull my little trailer behind it and put our guitars in there and just see if we could make a little buzz for ourselves and create some fans, you know, and that's what we did. So one thing kind of led to the next, and, you know, here we are living our dream and getting to do what we love, and that's a beautiful thing.
And it's a big thing to be able to take that risk when you wrap out of college, you're just finishing exams, and then you're wondering, hey, can I make this dream work on the road? What do you think has helped you guys make it a successful career?
You know, I think just knowing that this is what we're going to do and there's no other option, so just make it work, you know, and not having a plan B, I think is important. So I know that's not what you're always taught growing up, but my mom asked, I think both of our parents asked us what plan B was when we got out of college, and we said plan B was music, so we didn't have a plan B. So, we just knew it's what we wanted to do, and we would make it happen, so, you know, at whatever level that may be. So for us, we luckily have been blessed enough to have an amazing team around us and really, really help this thing be super successful. But, you know, it took a lot of work and a lot of people on board, so it's cool.
And the current album, Anything Goes, maybe that sums up your philosophy a little bit. Tell us about the kind of the groundwork that went into this album and kind of what ideas you've really put into it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's really like all of our albums that we've cut. It's just who me and BK are at that moment, you know, and what we want to, you know, what we want to tell our fans and how much we want to really just let them into our lives. So the same with the third album that we're currently working on, you know, it's a continued evolution of who we are. So, it makes it fun. It helps us as creators to continue to master our craft as songwriters, as artists and everything. And I think if we just continue to make every record stronger than the previous, then we'll be doing okay.
And going into a live show, I saw this quote. I think it was one that you mentioned, or it's either going to be you or Brian, so I got a 50-50. You said, we like to be serious, you like to take people to church on a Wednesday night in your live sets, but you also like to have those songs that really do have a meaning, something to make us feel, and of course make it a bit of a party. So it sounds like there is, I guess, a deeper intention behind your music. Is that about right?
Yeah, I mean, I think music's so emotional and touches so many people in different ways that it's important as artists to have different types of songs that do, you know, that maybe touch every little emotion that you have, you know, and you can leave the night feeling fully, feeling fulfilled and you know, left with a lot of memories and moments that you'll never forget, you know. So whether that's, you know, partying with a drink in the air, or whether it's, you know, shedding a tear, or whether that's, you know, thinking about life, or, you know, dancing with the person you love, or whatever the case is, but we really just kind of want to show our fans, you know, all the aspects and all the sides of who we are.